country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. Don't you just love that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the shame.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We have been talking about being right or being married with Wayne Levine, and we've been talking about the most egregious politically correct lies with Pastor Drew, and I've been talking about that some myself. I am going to go through those again and give a little more commentary on the ones that I have listed. There are, of course, many more than I think the eight in the column. I might add, one of the things we've done today that was somewhat spontaneous is ask our guests for their one resolution that they would wish for others or wish upon others. And I think that's such a great idea that I would like to invite you, our listeners, to email me with your resolution, and I will read them on the air, assuming I get enough to make a segment out of it. So if you want to email me your resolution for others and or yourself, I don't want a list, just one, just email me at bruce@brucesallen.com, or if it's short enough, you can tweet me at Bruce Sallen. So the column, The Most Egregious Examples of Politically Correct Lies, began with men and women are the same. In some colleges and women's studies departments, that is taught. And my argument is all you have to do is be a parent of a boy or a girl to realize how largely untrue that is. Of course, there are exceptions. Of course, some boys act like girls and girls act like boys. But if you go to a playground and you give the average boy a dollhouse, what will he do with it? He will begin redecorating, and that includes smashing it to bits. If you gave him a doll, what would he do with it? He'd rip off its head. If you give a girl a toy truck, what will she do? She'll name the toy truck Sally and take good care of it. And if you gave her a doll, what will she do? She'll treat the doll very well and make sure the doll is very well dressed. I know that's politically incorrect, but it's real life. And that is one of those lies. One of the lies that I find so offensive, which began here in my home state of California, is the whole self-esteem movement. This notion that everybody's a winner. Now, the idea of teaching and promoting self-esteem in general is a great one. But like so many good ideas, it's been overdone to the point of damage. When every kid on a sports team gets a trophy, there are really no winners or losers. When every kid in elementary school, in every class, as happened to my two boys when they went to elementary school, gets an award over the course of the year, when they have their quarterly assemblies, nobody's really a winner. And nobody really understands real life, because in real life, everybody doesn't get equal pay, or everybody isn't the most valuable player. It's the ones who excel. So the sooner kids learn to take losing well, the better off they are. So I think self-esteem matters not near as much as it appears to matter in our schools and among our youth sports teams. Another lie that is horrible on the far left, even though this is not a political show, this is somewhat a political topic, is that America is the worst country in the world. I am just astonished at that notion. America has been the only country in the world that has actually fought for the good of the world. It's the only country in the world that has gone to war to save other countries. It's the only country in the world that has sacrificed its own citizens for the good of others. And we've certainly made our share of mistakes, with the slavery movement, of course, being our biggest black mark. But we fought a civil war in which something like 700,000 Americans died in that conflict. More people died in the Civil War than all of the wars combined in the 20th century, Americans, that is. So we've made mistakes, but in this imperfect world, I think Winston Churchill said, democracy is a lousy form of government except for all the others. And that's what I feel about America. America is not a lousy country, but it is the best country, especially in comparison to all the others. And that is a politically correct lie that I find really essentially offensive, which is why I've chosen to play Hank Williams Jr.'s song throughout this episode. Another one, mainstream media is not biased. Another PC lie. Yes, there's Fox News, and yes, there's the Wall Street Journal, and yes, there's talk radio. But just about every other form of media has a very decidedly left-leaning bias. This is just reality. Does the New York Times or the LA Times or CNN or what's that national newspaper? I'm just blanking on the name of it. Oh, gosh. Well, you know the one I'm talking about. Richard, what is it? The national newspaper that you get. Heck, it doesn't matter. USA Today. Thank you. Oh, my God. Where's my mind? All of those papers have a very singular point of view, and it's Democrat and left-leaning. They got Barack Obama elected. Worse yet is the single-minded thinking on our colleges. My best and dearest friend David Weber is a professor, and he argues this with me all the time. And of course, it's not 100% true, but colleges do tend to, as far as I am aware, promote a very hard left agenda. And in many cases, in certain liberal arts classes, if you do not parrot the views on the left, you will not get as good a grade. So that's another politically correct lie. Another one is that the Tea Party is a bunch of racist rednecks. This has been perpetuated by the same mainstream media that is, of course, biased against the Tea Party. You go to any Tea Party and they clean up after themselves. Tell me the same took place with any of the Occupy Wall Streeters who left messes, graffiti, and defecated in public. That's not happened with the Tea Party. Another political correct lie is that race matters and that racism is a big problem today. There is still racism, but race doesn't matter. When I look at Barack Obama, the irony, I just realized this the other day, is I look at him and I see a man who I think has failed as president. Then later I think, oh, he happens to be black. It makes no difference to me, his color. I don't agree with his policies. I don't agree with what he's done for our country. And I think the majority of Americans that like or dislike Barack Obama look at him as a man and make their judgments about him as a man, not as a black man. So I think race doesn't matter for the most part. Well, briefly, that is my list. There's two more I will cover in the last segment. We are out of time for this segment. I want to invite you to come back for the last segment as we'll sum up what we talked about today on the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, after these commercials. What did they do?
On to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.